Hello. Hey, this is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 62. And I'm just getting over a massive head cold. Last couple days, just felt like my head had about 40 bowling balls just sitting in it, so I can actually talk again without coughing up a storm. So, lucky for you, it's just about time for another podcast, so it all works out fine. So we got a great show lined up for you today, some musical tributes, some fun comedy bits that I wanted to share with you, and a couple contests where you could win some great prizes. So just as a special thank you for sticking around. Hey, you might have noticed from the very beginning of the podcast there, instead of the Frogger music, we played a bit from the Spice Girls' Say You'll Be There. And there's some news a week ago that they're actually going to get together and tour again. Now, so the Spice Girls are one of my guilty pleasures. I'm not ashamed to say that I really like their music. And, you know, they're going to tour on this concert. I actually want to see them. But, you know, I thought it'd be fun to go over some of their better songs that they have. And, you know, it's easy to write them off as just being some novelty pop act. But I don't think there's any shame in being a great pop act. I mean, the Monkees, for example, were rather silly and derivative, and they were put together to be a product. And, you know, 40 years later, people look back at them as pretty amazing. And, you know, I'm making no bones about or claims that the Spice Girls are some incredible musical geniuses, but they certainly were a fun product for a good time in the world there. So I'm going to play some of their songs here. I think, obviously, one of the more well-known songs was their first single, Wannabe. If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you want to be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. Yeah, I was always kind of concerned by those lyrics there. It's such a catchy song, but she says, if you want to be my lover, well, first you got to get with my friends. You know, and that seems like a pretty good deal if you think about it. I mean, any one of those Spice Girls that you pick, if they're saying before you be their lover, you got to get with the friends first, hey, sign me up. But, and I also don't understand that line that making love's forever, but friendship never ends. Ah, well, I guess you're not supposed to think too hard about the Spice Girls song. Here's another one from their second album, which was cleverly titled Spice World, and it's called Stop. And it's just, you know, a cute song. I think it gave Baby Spice a chance to show what she's got going on. Don't you know it's going too fast? Racing so high, you know it won't. How could that not make you happy? I mean, you could have had your whole family die in a flaming, you know, minivan accident, and if that song came on, everything would be okay. Here's another song from that album. It's called Spice Up Your Life, and, you know, it's kind of a message that I think we could all learn from. Oh, well, okay, I'll admit there's not much to that song, but you gotta admit it's fun, and it does get you to want to spice up your life, so hats off to you, Spice Girls. You really know how to tap into the pulse of what the world is in need of. But probably my favorite Spice Girls song of them all is Say You'll Be There. But there's something really odd about this song that hit me, and then it occurred to me that it sounds a lot like another song. So I'm going to play their song, and then we're going to go into this song that it sounds like and let you decide for yourself. Oh, Come on, I can't be the only one that thinks the Spice Girls totally ripped off Carl Carlton's Bad Mama Jamma from the 70s there. The rhythm and that funk beat is exactly the same. Here, I'll sing along with the Spice Girls version, and you'll see for sure. Aw, yeah. Hey! She's a bad mama Jamma. Just as fine as she can be. See? I'm telling you, Carl Carlton, I think, has a lawsuit on his hands. And Carl, I want 20%. Well, hey, let's move on and talk about this really great thing that Lou sent me on email. He wrote to me, we'll get to an email section later, but this is a little separate here, but he writes, hey Robert, I was listening to one of your podcasts where you talked about the Spider-Man cartoon theme song, and I remembered this little gem I found a few weeks ago on YouTube.com, and I'll put the link for it there, but if you might recall, in the late 70s, there was a Spider-Man TV show that was live action, wasn't very good. And just like the Hulk, one of the main problems of it was that Spider-Man didn't have any real villains to fight. You know, it's just always kind of sucky when you have this superhero fighting, like, you know, a bank robber. You know, it's never all that fun. But in Japan, at the same time, there was some Japanese language, totally original Spider-Man shows as well. And the commercial, which you know, we'll put a link on the show notes if you go to the podcast section of our page. The beginning of his theme song is just so crazy because it shows Spider-Man going all around doing this stuff, and then it looks like he turns into this weird Transformer robot at the end as well. So they kind of expand on the basic Spider-Man premise there. But the theme song is just so great and crazy, and you can just imagine this guy singing this in the studio, how much fun he must be having here. Spider-Man. Well, I can't remember off the top of my head what episode it was. I'll find out. But we did a talk about legendary gore film pioneer Herschel Gordon Lewis, who in the 60s made films like Blood Feast, 2000 Maniacs, The Wizard of Gore. And I got this great song sent to me by a gentleman named Mayhaw Hoons, who came up with this great song called The Legend of Herschel Gordon Lewis, and I really wanted to share it with you here.
Let me tell you a little story about a horror director who put violence on the screen never seen before. He also used boobs and a lot of blood too, some really crazy gore and a whole lot more. He made a taste of blood in the Gore Gore Girls. She dabbles on wheels in the Blacktop Girls. But I've only seen the gruesome twosome. It probably happened, the Wizard of started off early with the news camp movies with some really topless chicks and some speedo dudes. He got sick of that and created a beast with the first bladder movie by the name of Blood Feast. So he pressed right on with the boobs and blood, spending 10 minutes on a single cut, mutilating people with a knife and a drill so the grindhouse losers can get their fill.
That was Miha Hoons with The Legend of Herschel Gordon Lewis. Oh my gosh! Do you guys hear that? Yes, it's time! It's time for Retro Crush voicemail! And we actually have voicemail today! It turns out I didn't renew my voicemail number properly, and for the last 2 weeks, nobody's been able to call the Retro Crush voicemail hotline, because I'm a big idiot. Alright, sorry about that, folks. I always get carried away when that wonderful song plays. So, the Retro Crush voicemail number was actually down for 2 weeks, and so I was complaining that nobody was calling the number anymore. It's because nobody could, I hope. But anyway, while we're at it, please dial any time of day or night. Always love to hear from you. 916-231-9480. That's 916-231-9480. I was trying to see if that actually spelled something out, but I think it spells nothing, actually. So much for that. But we got two voicemails and two emails that we're going to read. And you can always email us at rberry, that's R-B-E-R-R-Y, at retrocrush.com. Or, again, call the voicemail number anytime, night, or day. So here is our first voicemail. It's from a gentleman, if you can call him that, by the name of Byron.
Hi there, Robert Barry. It's your friend Byron from Pennsylvania calling again. I have to make a question for you. Have you ever noticed when commercial icons are sometimes phased out? Like, I think it's kind of funny, particularly when my accent falls apart and transfers into another one, but that Cinnamon Toast Crunch started out as having a three bakers on the cover. And then they sort of weaseled it away, how you say, to become just the one, the fat guy Wendell. There was a skinny guy and another kind of skinny guy, and then they ended up with just a fat guy Wendell, who I assume must have eaten the both of the skinny guys. It was sort of a rip-off on Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a far superior cereal, so I give them the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, you have made me as happy as Ken Lay at a Social Security benefit. I love you. I love your show. Goodbye.
Wow. It sounds like somebody took a genetic mixture of Yakov Smirnov, Balky from Perfect Strangers, and Jim J. Bullock and mixed them into one perfect person. Yeah, it is kind of weird how the Cinnamon Toast just ended up being one guy. But I always really dug the theme song from Cinnamon Toast Crunch, that's for sure. In fact, I even have an old audio file of me singing the Cinnamon Toast jingle, if you'd like to hear it. Feeling like Cinnamon Toast, feeling like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Wow, that's pretty good, isn't it? Well, here's our next voicemail. It's from a girl named Summer.
Hi, Robert. My name is Summer, and I'm an idiot. Well, no, you can tell that. But I'm just trying to be on your podcast because I want to, because I listen to it every day at my school, because I'm not bored. So I'm going to make a fool of myself and sing a song, because I feel like it. It's for a school musical, and I'm probably going to make the part. Just believe. Oh, the world is wide and wonderful when you open up your eyes. It's mystical and magical, a feeling from the inside. Every brand new day is a miracle. It's a gift that we all receive. And the fondest wish that is in your heart will come true if you just believe. Yeah, I can't sing, but I'm 12 and I'm bored. And I'm 12 years old and I'm super now. So I have nothing better to do with my life but call this hotline and sing songs. So I'm going to go because I'm stupid. Bye.
Wow. Retro Crush is the podcast of choice for bored 12-year-old girls. Hey, we got those explicit tags on this podcast for a reason, young lady, and I'm going to track down where you live and write your parents a little note about what you've been up to there. But anyway, I wouldn't worry about trying out for that school musical because you don't sing that good. I'd take up chess club. That's pretty much your destiny in life there. Well, we got a message from Chris Sonleitner, who writes, regarding Podcast 60, love your stuff. The CBS special presentation theme you played, I remember seeing it all the time, directly before and after the Muppet Show. Or am I completely remembering something else? Yes, Chris, you are. Keep up the amazing stuff, and it gives me something to do between editing renders. Editing renders, that's a pretty bizarre euphemism for doing that kind of thing. But hey, thanks for the email, anyway. And from our most intelligent email of the day, prize goes to Yardmaster, who writes regarding Ron Artest. And as you might know, if you follow basketball, the Sacramento Kings just picked up Ron Artest. We traded this dud of a Yugoslavian dude named Peja Stojacevic. And we got Ron Artest for him. And he writes, yo, Rob, love the site. And then he puts in parentheses, chuckle. I just wanted to find out how you feel about Ron Artest joining the Kings, seeing as how you make fun of him all the fucking time. Ron's the fucking shit, and Peja fucking sucks. He just sits around and shoots threes. Ron punches Detroiters in the fucking face. You're lucky as hell to have that mean motherfucker in sack. Dat kid can play. He's fucking sick in the head. I'm from Gary, Indiana, and that's the murder capital, son. Shit goes down. Peace, nigga. From Mace. Oh, okay. Well, that's, you know, thanks for sharing that with me, Mace. Nice to know. I don't think Gary, Indiana is the murder capital of the world, though. From this look at this email, it might be the incest capital of the world, but anyway. But hey, look forward to get your emails. Please send them, and love to get them and read them and listen to them. So let's get that voicemail hotline a ring in there. Well, I thought it'd be fun to do a couple contests to kind of reward you loyal listeners, and I'm going to let you enter either of them. And you know what? Even if you just give a good guess, you're eligible. How's that? Just email to rberry@retrocrush.com with your answers. The first one, you got to name this song. It's the beginning to a very famous song from the 80s. That's all I'm going to tell you. But I've played it backwards. Oh my God, yes, this is going to be tough. So if you can identify this song, it's played backwards. Let me know, and I'll give you one of several television show DVD box sets to choose from. I got the A-Team Season 3, Magnum P.I. Season 3, Lois and Clark Season 2, and a few others that I might get by the time that you answer this. So, here we go. Can you guess this song? Wow, it just sounds like someone flipping through a phone book to me. But if you know that song, rberry@retrocrush.com, and give me your answer. And please, don't look at your neighbor's test results there. That's cheating. Well, our next one, I had a lot of fun putting this one together. If you didn't get this, you have another chance to win here. And I'll put pictures of the prizes that you can be eligible for up on the website. But what I did was I made a collage, if you will, of different song clips, and each clip talks about a different day of the week. So I start with Sunday, then I go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I give this like surprise ending with Friday and Saturday there. And some of them are kind of easy, some of them aren't. And you know what? If you could just at least answer three of them, you can enter. How's that? So you don't have to get all seven. You don't have to be some brainiac. And I'll randomly choose a winner there. And anyway, let's see if you can guess these. I'll play it twice for you, so listen carefully.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Some interesting clips there from many different decades to choose from. So I'm going to play it for you one more time. And if you have a rewind button, you could listen to it several times over and over again. It's kind of a way you can hone in on this here. But can you guess? I'm going to play it one more time.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So hey, all I want is the artist and song title of all seven of those. And if you can get all seven, that's great. But again, just if you at least can get three of them, you're eligible for the prize. But if you can get all the first person to get all seven, I will give a special prize to as well. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. I'm probably going to have a new episode on Wednesday, so please look out for that. And we're going to do a special tribute to the Electric Company. I got this great DVD box set. We're going to do a giveaway, so make sure you turn in Wednesday to get the Best of the Electric Company a chance to win that. And we're going to play some of the fun cartoons and skits from that show. And we're going to leave you today with the theme song from The Electric Company. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling your friends about the podcast. And thanks for continuing to subscribe to this. You know, 62 episodes. Couldn't have done it without you. I was really looking back at the last kind of 20, 30 episodes, and you can really see that we've been growing strongly with the amount of people subscribing. So thanks so much, and sorry for so much time off. Got sick there. I promise I won't ever get sick again.
Hey, you guys!
Moving out in a new way. Moving out in a new way. We're gonna turn it on. We're gonna bring in the power. We're gonna light up the dark of night like the brightest day in our own new way. We're gonna turn it on.
What do you want?
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want.
What do you want?
Tell me what you want, what you really,
no.
Really want. I'll tell you what I want.
Tell me what you want.
No, tell me what you want.
Oh, just get to the point.
I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
Well, what the hell does that mean?